daily for not only weekend eve, but Thanksgiving week break eve. Woo! Yeah, two things in one. Hi, it's November 16th and all that jazz with the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and the rest of the things I always mention. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that's a little grumpy. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
Okay, I've told you once, I've told you a million thousand times. It's don't exaggerate. Don't ever exaggerate. Hi, I'm the very smart, very wonderful, very awesome Billy Flynn.
Arrogance may not be a uniquely American trait, but I must say you do it better than anyone.
Thank you. What happened on this fine day, sir?
I'm not grumpy. In 1904, John Ambrose Fleming invented the vacuum tube, otherwise known as the thermionic valve.
Can I tell you how disappointed I am? You didn't say that I'm not grumpy. I'm just drawn that way. You didn't say that. I'm so sad. 1942, construction of an experimental atomic pile began. The pile will be used to investigate the world's first artificial nuclear chain reaction.
1963, the touch-tone telephone is introduced.
1965, the Soviet Union launches the Venera 3 space probe on a mission to land on the surface of Venus, and through the pressure of the planet's atmosphere will crush the probe before it relays any data. Aliens.
Very classy not to make a Venera disease joke there. 1973, NASA launches the Skylab 4 with a crew of three astronauts from Cape Canaveral on an 84-day mission that will remain the longest American space flight in history for over two decades.
1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is released by Columbia Pictures, directed by Spielberg, the actual prequel to E.T., kind of, starring Richard Dreyfuss, François Truffaut, Bob Balaban, Melinda Dillon, and Terry Garr.
1984, Atlantic Releasing Corporation releases a science fiction horror film, Night of the Comet, directed by Tom Eberhardt and starring Catherine Mary Stewart, Kelly Maroney, and Robert Beltran. It is a ridiculous movie.
Who the hell is DMK? 1986, the first comedic television miniseries to ever air in the United States, Fresno, premieres on CBS. It's a parody of primetime soap operas. It lampoons Falcon Crest, Dallas, Dynasty. Carol Burnett was in it. It's not great, but it's got its moments.
2001, in Los Angeles, California, U.S. Customs agents seize $100 million in pirated computer software, the largest such seizure in U.S. history as a part of Operation Whitehorse.
2001, Warner Brothers releases the fantasy film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone because that is the damn name of it. Directed by Chris Columbus, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Richard Harris, Robbie Coltrane, Alan Rickman, Maggie Smith, Ian Hart, and Richard Griffiths.
Thus giving AMC at least 720 hours of entertainment. 2002, Bandai releases the Swan Crystal handheld game console. Does anybody actually remember that?
No, not in the slightest. 2005, Google launches Google Analytics, a free web service that generates detailed statistics regarding web traffic. And it's totally legit. Nothing falsified there.
2010, Apple introduces the release of the Beatles music library through iTunes.
You're still no Apple. Apple. Birthdays?
Noah Gray KB, 22. Micah on Heroes and Code Black.
Missy Pyle is 45 from Galaxy Quest and Dodgeball.
Martha Plimpton, 47 years old from Mosquito Coast, Goonies, Parenthood, Raising Hope, and The Real O'Neills.
Lisa Bonet is 50 from The Cosby Show, A Different World, Angel Heart, and Life on Mars.
Well, she was on The Cosby Show for a little while until she appeared in an adult magazine. Harry Lennox, 53 years old, Bob Roberts, Matrix Reloaded, Batman, 5 Superman, and Blacklist.
Marg Helgenberger is 59 from Species, CSI, and Under the Dome.
I remember CSI Under the Dome, highly underrated series. We've got Miguel Sandoval, great name, 66 years old from Repo Man, Jurassic Park, and Batman Beyond.
David Leisure is 67 years old from Airplane, Joey Zuzu, and Charlie on Empty Nest.
Is any of that true?
You can trust me.
You're welcome, anyone over 40. Clu Gallagher, 89 years old, from Elm Street 2, Return of the Living Dead, Feast 2/3, maybe that's 2 and 3, and yeah. Piranha 3 Double D.
Yeah, thank you so much, Google Docs, for being smarter than me. No longer with us, born in the state in 1907, Burgess Meredith, the Penguin in Batman 66, Mickey in Rocky, and of course was in Grumpy Old Men.
Come on, I want to lay you. You're a bum rock.
1913, Ellen Albertini Dow, the rapping granny in Wedding Singer and Wedding Crashers.
1916, Dawes Butler, an American voice actor. He was Yogi Bear, Quick Draw McGraw, Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound, so many others, but come on. You impersonate him all the time and you don't even know it. Remember, it's Dawes Butler, the name that means quality.
And his voice is probably going to be on at least half of the things we talk about.
Sure.
On CBS, we've got a new Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT.
ABC, it's a new Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder.
NBC has large monsters attacking walls in Japan versus people who make steel.
On Fox, it's a new Gotham, and then fire breaks out on the ship, on the Orville.
CW has a new episode of the Hanson Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour known as Supernatural and Arrow.
Freeform will be showing Deathly Hallows Part 1, which means we're almost back to Twilight.
AMC has Total Recall.
Hopefully the good one.
50-50 shot of it. Decent.
Yeah. Cartoon Network gets two new episodes of Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Comedy Central is something I've been looking forward to. Jeff Ross roasts the border.
I mean, how is the border going to get upset about that? I don't know. FX, it's train wreck, and then Sam and her family are tilted on the finale of Better Things.
Well, the border is very emotionally drawn, and in fact, it puts up its walls. FXX has Simpsons, the telltale head. Homer accused of sexual harassment in Simpsons in Australia.
FXM is showing Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. Boo!
Ah, GSN has Finer Things on Life Undivided.
IFC will be showing Evan Almighty, the completely unnecessary sequel to Bruce Almighty.
Nickelodeon has Nickelodeon celebrities competing on a Paradise Run.
BBC America, it's Leon, the professional if you're American, though.
Spike has Day After Tomorrow.
Sci-fi, it's a new Van Helsing, then a power outage hits Port Moore on Ghost Wars.
True TV has a new Carbonaro effect, and Hannibal Buress on the Chris Gethard Show.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman fakes a pregnancy while she hatches a plan to steal her neighbor's baby. Elizabeth Harnos and Anna Van Hoof star in My Baby Is Gone.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Kayla delivers upsetting news to Theo's family. Your son is still dead. Valerie makes a difficult confession to Abe, even though the real difficulty was all on Abe because of her. JJ goes for a daytime Emmy as he second guesses his actions. To kill Theo, to not kill Theo. Did I answer the question right? Kate blackmails Trip, because it's been almost 24 hours since she caused drama, so she had to do something. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Not in the slightest. Dear GRD, please be mindful of road safety. I was catching up on my episodes today while driving, and after hearing Podcasting's Rich Siegfried say, bite down, release, and you're done, I damn near ran off the road. I may now start trying to find ways to work this phrase in. By all means, you should. Safely parked, that is from Chris. Well, thank you, Chris. And by all means, yes, anytime, anywhere you possibly can, in the creepiest voice possible, go, bite down, release, and you're done. If you have more phrases that can run people off the road, why not send us an email so we can read all about it? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Remember, it's not your fault if we're the ones that read it. Plausible deniability, I guess.
Calling all Dungeons & Dragons fans. If you like actual play podcasts, then I urge you to check out a new one. It's called You Meet in a Tavern, starring a halfling monk with a Napoleon complex, an honorable human paladin with an arsenal of horrible impressions, and an animal-loving half-elf druid whose bonds are covalent and mortgage-backed. We are 420-somethings with dull jobs by day, letting our inner nerd kid shine through our first ever D&D 5th edition campaign together. Come listen to our quest on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at YMIA Tavern. That's You Meet in a Tavern, because every good story starts in a bar.
This is Timothy C. Ward, author of Scavenger Evolution, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Timothy Ward would never lie to you. Never, ever, ever. Take that to the bank. Welcome back to Weekend Eve.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Sewer and the Kodan Armada. Get ready, prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
It's just, you know, something that could possibly happen. What could you possibly get fragged in today, sir?
Well, a game that I spent entirely too much time in, way too late after the zeitgeist had ended. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim is finally on the Switch.
Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, buy them both because Nintendo knows you will. That's for the 3DS.
Star Wars Battlefront 2. EA's second Star Wars Battlefront will feature cross-era characters and locations from the original prequel and sequel Star Wars movie trilogies, multiplayer character classes, and a story-driven single-player campaign with a brand new model in just running your credit card through the system. What system, you ask? The PC, the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, if you want to play anything other than an Ewok and Jar Jar.
I lost track. Retro 2D puzzle platformer in which players, rather than jumping, invert their own gravity to cover gaps and avoid obstacles for the PC, Mac, Nintendo 3DS, PlayStation Network, Nintendo Switch, iPhone, iPad, Android, Linux. You probably have it because it turns out I have this on Steam and have for like 6 years.
If you've got the system, you've got Monster of the Deep Final Fantasy XV. That's 15? Sure. A Final Fantasy spinoff fishing game. What, really? A fishing game for PlayStation VR.
Now you can really feel like you're sitting on a boat in the middle of a lake doing nothing. The Inpatient, a VR story from Supermassive Games set 60 years prior to the events in Until Dawn.
Unbox, Newbie's Adventure, a platforming action game centered on self-delivering cardboard boxes, is finally available for a new system. Somewhere in the list of either a PC, PS4, Nintendo Switch, or Xbox One.
River City Rival Showdown, an enhanced remake of River City Ransom created for the Kunio-kun series 30th anniversary. That is, of course, for the 3DS.
MXGP3, the official motocross video game. It's available on the Switch, the PC, the Xbox One, and the PS4.
You know the best thing about motocross games?
What's that?
They go V-V-V-V-V-V-V-V-V-V-V-V.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Now, since everything gets a reboot and it's long past time to head back into the pipes, Universal Picture and Illumination Entertainment, the creators of Despicable Me and Minions, are in the final stages of an agreement with Nintendo, which will see a Super Mario Brothers animated movie. Ooh. The negotiations have gone on for more than a year and coincides with the deal struck last year for the Universal theme parks to make Mario Brother lands in there, which we talked about and I raved because I want to do the VR Mario Kart. Creator Shigeru Miyamoto is expected to be a producer of the film and have a say in it. And no John Leguizamo allowed anywhere near it. Oh, sorry. Of course, you know, it's like the biggest selling franchise of all time. 330 million units sold. The failure of the 1993 live action film based on the property is the reason why Nintendo's been like, nope, no movies. Because, you know, a long time ago, the Hollywood was obsessed by video game movies. They were big, loud, and mostly not good at all. Actually, people went around ignoring them because they felt a real video game movie had not been made. Then something happened. Uwe Boll started making them. Goodbye, video game movies. But what if the interest in them weren't all destroyed? What if the impact of those mostly dud flicks created an interest for more? What if the video game movie that really started it all found a cult audience? And hey, what if it found a way back? Though, damn it, it won't be the same without Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou, we salute you. In fact, I've got rubber bands in my beard right now. So the mushroom-popping plumbers get a reboot, but whatever happened to that Labyrinth redo we talked about? It is still on hold, meaning comics are our best chance of getting close to David Bowie's package again. Warning, though, it is a prequel. As long as it's after puberty, am I right? Boom Studios announced that its Kea imprint is putting out an ongoing Labyrinth comics series chronicling Jareth's life before he was a king. The story, written by Simon Spurrier and illustrated by Daniel Bayliss, will travel back through time and follow Jareth when he was a mere human living in 18th century Italy. Jim Henson's daughter, Lisa, head of the Jim Henson Company, said that the new series will explain how Jareth arrived in the Labyrinth and how a human could come to rule an entire kingdom of goblins. We're sort of having our cake and eating it too. The Bowie form version of the character is very much present in our story, but there's a huge amount of stuff about the people who loved him and he loved. What happened to them? How did this all shake out? How did he come to be who he is, said Spurrier. Well, we'd love to spend some more time in that universe, but a prequel? Those usually don't go too well. Episodes 1 and 3 aside. Now, Hannibal Rising, When Harry Met Lloyd, Viva Rock Vavis, which we all feel kind of Wolverine origins about. So please get this right. Daddy, daddy, get me out of here. Heard about a place to stay. I'm underground. I don't know if the song actually goes this way, but this is what I'm doing. Nothing ever hurts again. Heard about a place to stay. Daddy, get me out of here. Where nothing ever hurts again.
Woo! After a hugely successful crowdfunding campaign, the finished product is here. Catalyst, Explorers and Secret Keepers, Women of Science Fiction, a collection of new and reprinted works framed as a take-home exhibit from the Museum of Science Fiction, because that's a thing. Put together by a team under the direction of lead editor Monica Luzon, it spotlights not just female authors, that's a huge part of it though, but female characters and readers within the realm of science fiction. Highlights of the anthology include cover art by two-time Hugo Award-winning artist Julie Dillon, 3 new poems by current SFWA Grandmaster Jane Yolen, and original fiction by Nebula Award winners Seanan McGuire, Pat Murphy, Sarah Pinkser, as well as Nebula nominee Bonnie Jo Stufflebeam. Catalyst, Explorers, and Secret Keepers also features original stories by Floris Kleegian, A.J. Lee, which were selected by the project's editorial team in an open call for submissions. You can purchase a Kindle ebook version of it right now, or you can go to the museum itself, a nonprofit still working on its physical space in Washington, D.C. Hardback and paperback versions available to be released late next month. So get some great stories and help science. That is a double geek win.
Now here's a question, and please be honest. Have you ever been a jerk or cheated in Counter-Strike? What about in other Steam games? If you said no, congrats, you are a decent human being. If you said yes, well, karma's coming for you, thanks to CSGO's Trust Factor matchmaking system. The Trust Factor system arrived as part of a game update. Valve's goal here is simple: to match you with people you enjoy playing with and against, which it measures in part by how long you stay in matches and the number of reports submitted against you, which should be none since you said no a moment ago. In a blog post, Valve explained that the Trust Factor system does this by gathering information from observed behaviors and attributes of a player's Steam account, including the overall amount of time they have spent playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive, how frequently they are reported for cheating, and time spent playing other games in their Steam account. Valve refrained from going too deep into specifics for fear of stressing players out while they're playing, and also because the system is constantly updating, which they say would render a list of factors obsolete pretty quickly. However, that as long as you stick to the straight and narrow, you should be fine. We want to make sure that all you have to do is improve your matchmaking experience is to continue to play Counter-Strike Global Offensive and other Steam games legitimately, Valve wrote. So unless you want to sit alone in a corner and play with yourself, I mean by yourself in the gaming world, remember what you send out comes back threefold.
Come with me, Geeps, to the days of yesteryear. Before there was a World Wide Web, a sizable chunk of all meaningful conversation between computer users happened in the forums at CompuServe, which was the dominant online service until AOL came along and taught us all how to ask ASL. There was a CompuServe forum from everything from PC hardware to comic books, a thriving beacon of discussion, and if you had a question, there would be fellow members there that would answer it just to be helpful. There was no dicking around. CompuServe was acquired by AOL in 1998, and it was never the same because CompuServe was never meant to be just a nude pic trading service. AOL itself is now part of Oath, which is part of Verizon, and time is finally running out for the late great CompuServe forums, which have stuck around in diminished form even as the rest of CompuServe has dwindled away. They'll be removed from what remains of CompuServe on December 15th. So saith Howard Sobel, the co-founder of Wugnet, which has managed the tech forums for CompuServe for decades. So, goodbye, CompuServe. We're gonna miss you. Though, to be honest, we really thought you were already gone. May the squeal of a 2,400 bits per second dial-up modem give way to a moment of silence in their honor.
What the fuck is the internet?
You've got mail.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Wasn't that from the Skrillex's latest album?
Yeah, it absolutely was. And that's it played backwards, too. No, wait. That's it played forwards. Backwards, it's even. Okay, crazy. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Patreon folks, I hope you checked your email. You have something. By the way, everybody, there's a new Sweekly. Hope you enjoy it. I think Amazon still sells the DVD if you're interested in that kind of a thing. It'll help for the show. It really will. Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com, and we will see you not that long from now at all, really.
I have no patience for useless things.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Good night, suckers!
Well, folks, I am out of here.
From side to side, come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Come on now, just like that. You got it. It's the Mario. Come on now, just like that.
Name, Mario. Last name. Okay, what's your name?
Luigi.
Luigi, Luigi?
No, Luigi Mario.
Okay, look, how many Marios are there between the two of you?
There's three. It's Mario Mario and Luigi Mario.
Up together now!